Good morning, I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. Storms Monday night led to at least two tornadoes in northeast Wisconsin. They were in Shawano County. Tornado warnings and watches were issued for various parts of northeast Wisconsin Monday night. Storms moved through the EAA Air Venture grounds Monday, prompting some visitors to take shelter inside the museum as others camping on the ground sought cover. The weather cleared, though, in time for the afternoon air show, which drew visitors from across the country to the flight line to watch pilots perform stunts and fly in formation. This year's event placed a special emphasis on military planes as a nod to the country's 250th anniversary celebration, with representation from nearly every branch of the military. Meanwhile, a Tyler Hubbard concert drew a large crowd to EAA Air Venture on opening night, with the show getting underway around 8 p.m. inside an area of the grounds called Theater in the Woods. Hubbard, formerly of Florida Georgia Line, brought a second wave of attendees to the grounds for the performance. Opening night concerts at Theater in the Woods have become a tradition for many Air Venture attendees. Sheboygan County Sheriff's officials say a 27-year-old Howards Grove man died early Monday morning after his vehicle left the roadway and crashed into a cornfield in the town of Herman. The County Emergency Communications Center received an automatic crash notification around 12:20 a.m. for the area near Garten Road and Bridgewood Road. The initial investigation determined the man was driving alone in a Jaguar heading east on Garten Road when it left the road and crashed into a cornfield just east of Bridgewood Road. He died at the scene despite life-saving efforts. The 66-year-old Fond du Lac man, facing 10 counts of possession of child pornography, was arraigned Monday in Fond du Lac County Court. Jeffrey Riggs entered not guilty pleas to the charges. A plea and sentencing hearing is scheduled for October 5th. According to the criminal complaint, detectives searched his home last October and seized several electronic devices. A forensic review of those devices uncovered a significant amount of child sexual abuse material. While many communities will be hosting national night outs early next month, Green Lake provides something different. Bob Nelson reports for Civic Media News.
Each year, a different community hosts the Green Lake County First Responder Community Event. Chief Deputy Sheriff Matt Van Nicolk says it's Princeton's turn, and it'll be in their beautiful city park on Tuesday, August 18th from 4:30 to 7 p.m.
We'll have folks from the sheriff's office, all the police departments in the county, fire, EMS, everybody's going to be there. And there's going to be food and games for all those who attend.
He says it's a great way to celebrate what law enforcement, fire, and EMS provide for their communities and have some fun as well. There is no cost to attend. I'm Pop Nelson for Civic Media News.
Fond du Lac County Sheriff Ryan Waldschmidt says there will be public information sessions around the county before the county board makes a decision about a new jail and or justice center. Tonight, the board will get an update on schematic designs and phased options for the jail. Last month, the board heard a presentation on an assessment of the justice system and bed count for the county jail, along with projections for what will be needed in the future. Waldschmidt says schematic designs will differ because one possible site for a new jail is across the street from the current one in Fond du Lac, and it would be a vertical design. Meanwhile, the other site on Scott Road near the Highway 151 and Hickory Street interchange would be horizontal or pod-like, similar to what Green Lake County has. He's fully certain when information sessions are scheduled, there will be one in Ripon. The board's meeting tonight is at 6 p.m. at the City County Government Center in Fond du Lac. The adult and teen services librarian for the Ripon Public Library says their first downtown historic walk last Friday was a success. Susie Mink said it began at the library and proceeded down historic Watson Street, ending up at the Historic Society, where lemonade and cookies were served. Participants then had the option to be bused out to the Little White Schoolhouse for a tour of that historic structure. Mink said there will be two more downtown Ripon historic walks on Friday and Saturday, August 7th and 8th, from 2 until 4 p.m. and 10 a.m. to noon, respectively. To register, call the Ripon Library at 920-748-5530. The walks are being made possible by the Library, Ripon Historic Society, Ripon Chamber of Commerce, Ripon Historic Preservation Commission, and Diverse Options. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.